أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا كفيناك المستهزئين الذين يجعلون مع الله إلها آخر فسوف يعلمون. ولقد نعلم أنك يضيق صدرك بما يقولون فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله وفضل الله سبحانه وتعالى. Tonight being the 13th Taraweeh, we completed the 14th juz of the Quran. Yesterday we terminated Surah Ibrahim, and thereafter we began the 14th para today, and we read from Surah An-Nahl thereafter. So in one of the surahs that were recited today, the closing verses of that surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Inna kafina kal mustahzi'in. Addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala tells him that verily we will suffice for you against those who mock you. So Mufassirin mentioned that this was said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were many kuffar, they used to mock, they used to taunt, they used to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They caused a great amount of difficulty to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and subsequently, many of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not retaliate in any way, especially in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Nabi Akram did not retaliate in any way. In fact, to such an extent that Hinda, the wife of Abu Jahl, she used to place thorns in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out and he saw that there were no thorns placed on that day. So Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went up to her concerned that how come she did not place the thorns today? Is she not well? Something wrong with her? How went to inquire on her condition. Such as the compassion and the love that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had in his heart. So there were five people mentioned under this ayat. Mufassirin mentioned there were five people during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that caused a lot of harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One was Walid ibn Mughira. So once Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seated on the mataf, and Jibril Amin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and inquires regarding Walid ibn Mughira. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that he is a very evil person. He caused a lot of harm to me. He left no stone unturned in causing difficulty and harm to me. So Jibril Amin pointed at Walid ibn Mughira and said that you will be protected from him. Allah Ta'ala will protect you from him and Allah Ta'ala will destroy him. Subsequently, Walid ibn Mughira was walking once. He was a very, very proud, arrogant, haughty person. He used to wear long robes that you flow well below his ankles. He should not look down whilst he was walking. So he stepped onto some arrows that were lying on the floor, because of which it penetrated straight into his heel, as a result of which a gaping wound occurred, and this began bleeding profusely, and subsequently he bled to death due to his injury. Thereafter, Nabi Jibril Amin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and questions Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding Asim ibn Wa'il. He used to also cause a lot of harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Akram also mentioned that he's an evil person, and he has caused a lot of harm, a lot of pain, a lot of hurt to me. Jibril Amin points to Asim ibn Wa'il and says that you will be protected from him. Once Asim ibn Wa'il was walking, and he did not see where he was walking. There were some poisonous thorns on the floor, and he tramped these thorns. As a result, his foot became swollen to such an extent that it came to the size of a camel's hump, and it used to bleed and pus used to flow from it, and he had to amputate it, and thereafter he died because of his injuries. The next person was Aswad ibn Abdul Muttalib. So Jibril Amin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and questions regarding Aswad ibn Muttalib. Again, Nabi Akram mentioned that despite him being a relative of mine, he still causes a lot of harm and grief and pain to me. Jibril Amin points to the between the forehead of Aswad ibn Muttalib, ibn Abdul Muttalib, and says that you will be protected from him. Once it so happened that Allah Ta'ala took away the eyesight of Aswad ibn Abdul Muttalib and he became blind. Because of it, he could not see where he was walking. And many a times he used to bang his head, he used to trip, he used to fall, he used to hurt himself. And as a result of him continuously banging his head, he suffered severe head injuries and he died as a result of his injuries. The next person was Aswad ibn Mughis. He also used to cause a lot of harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, Jibreel Amin questions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that he has caused a lot of pain to me. Jibreel Amin points at his stomach and says that you will be protected from him. Allah Ta'ala will save you from him. And it so happened that he became very, very ill and he developed a stomach illness that used to pain a lot, and as a result he was unable to eat, etc. And thereafter he died because of his injuries. The fifth person was Haris ibn Qais. He also used to cause a lot of harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jibreel Amin also asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding him and pointed at his face, and as a result he suffered a nose injury, because of which his nose used to continuously bleed and pus used to flow from his nose, and he died as a result of these injuries. So these were five people during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there were many others also that used to cause harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never retaliated in any way, and they died as a result of whatever azab came upon them. So Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Inna kafina kal mustahzi'in, that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily we will be sufficient for you against those who mock you. Alladhina yaj'aluna ma Allah ilan akhara fasawfa ya'lamun, that those that ascribe martyrs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will soon see what happens to them, the end result of their actions. Walaqad na'lamu annaka yadhiqu sadruka bima yaqulun, that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know well that you feel difficulty and pain in your heart. Your heart becomes narrow because of what they are saying, what they are mentioning about you, all that they are saying to you. Allah Ta'ala gives Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advice, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَقُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, that glorify the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continue with your ibadat, continue with your salah, continue with your ibadat. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till your end comes, till yaqeen comes, till your dying day comes. So Allah Ta'ala advises and consoles and comforts Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now friends and elders, there is one very, very important point we take out from this incident. In recent times also we see, and it occurs many, many times, where you get people, they try to mock Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they attack the honor, they attack the dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they bring about a lot of things regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes they make up cartoons, sometimes they make out films, sometimes they make out adverts, sometimes, na'uzu billah, they put the Mubarak name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on footwear, etc. And definitely as Muslims, our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it causes us a lot of grief, a lot of pain. We have that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how do we react regarding it? Do we react in a way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam required us to react, or we go against the sunnah in reacting? Definitely we have to react in some way, but how do we react? Unfortunately we see many a times that you get protest marches and you get campaigning and various forms of slogans, whatever takes place, and many a times these go against the sunnah, against the very message of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how do we react? We react in the way that Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. And that is to go on to the Mubarak Sunnat. Practice upon the Mubarak Sunnat. And friends and elders, one is when a kafir mocks and attacks the Sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are destined for Jahannam. If Allah Ta'ala does not give him hidayat, they are destined for Jahannam. But even worse is when a Muslim who knows the Sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is supposed to be practicing upon the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he does not practice upon it. Every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are supposed to bring it into our life. How Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate, how Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank, how Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke, how Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated others. This statement, the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, the mere fact that it was sunnat, they practiced upon it. They said, my Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. They loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much, to such an extent that a Sahabi was once traveling on a journey in a desert land, and he stopped at a place, he went a few meters, and he acted like he's relieving himself. He had no need to relieve himself, but he just did like he was relieving himself, and thereafter he came back and he continued in the journey. So they asked him, what were you doing? He said that once I was traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the same area, and my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped in this place to relieve himself. Just the mere fact that my Nabi did it, his intense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam caused him just to stop in that place and do what how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. So the Sahaba, the mere fact that it was sunnah, they were ready to carry it out. Unfortunately, nowadays we question that this is it sunnah, is it fard? Is it sunnah? Oh, it is only sunnah. Nauzubillah. We leave it out. The Sahaba practiced upon it because it was sunnah. We leave it out because it is only sunnah. Nauzubillah. It is not fard. It is not wajib. It is not compulsory upon us to act. So this is how we respond with our love, show our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how we increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. اتِّبَاعَ رَسُولِ. Bring about the complete obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our lives. Bring about complete practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. هَذَا مِنْ سُنَّتِي مَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. Nabi Akram mentions that person who loves my sunnah, he loves me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And that person who expresses true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, genuine ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ, he will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala give us the realization of the true sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and bless us with the true ishq, the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and bless us inshallah with the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.